Marty, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we start with some very big news at New Mexico State University. Of course, Chancellor Dr. Gary Carruthers will be retiring effective July 1st. And there has been a chancellor search underway. We got an update this week with five finalists and news that very quickly after some on-campus interviews later this month, they expect to announce a new chancellor by the second week of May.
Yes, it's moving pretty quickly. And, you know, I guess they have to because July also is coming up pretty quickly. And the Board of Regents met on Monday of this week to announce the names. There are five finalists. And quickly, I see that one of them is from New Mexico. The other four are from out of state.
Right. The Higher Education Secretary, Barbara Damron. She also applied for the UNM presidency job. And she is a finalist for this job now, a Martinez appointee. And so, as well, I saw that there was an NMSU alum who works at a federal renewable energy lab. That's another candidate. And then the other three are, as you might expect, folks with a lot of academic administrative experience.
Yes. One of them's from Kansas State. Another one from University of Missouri. And the third one is from Ontario, University of Lakehead, the University in Ontario,
Canada. And he was the only former college president. So we'll have to see how that goes. It's going to be interesting to see, as they come in for interviews, reaction to their visits. We also have an update on a number of Las Cruces projects.
Yes, the city council met in a work session this week. They didn't vote on anything, but they got some presentations, one on the Amador Proximo neighborhood, or area of town west of downtown, which is kind of a neglected part of the city that contains some neighbor residential and a lot of warehouse development that's maybe no longer very effective as far as economic drivers. So they're trying to this goes back to a 2015 blueprint, the Amador Proximo blueprint, that the city council has been on this now for several years and trying to redevelop that area. They want to get developers involved, but the developers don't want to get involved until the city takes another step. So it's kind of a catch-22 chicken and egg thing. So we'll keep an eye on that. The other project is the welcoming signs that they want to put up on I-10 and some other areas. And they're really beautiful. We have some photos of proposed signs, yes, and very permanent, and with the Oregon Mountains, they're going to be nice. But New Mexico Department of Transportation is revising their guidelines governing the placement of the signs, and the city just has to wait until the state
does their thing. There's always approvals, isn't there?
Yes.
All right. We move on to a conference that was held recently on mental health and law enforcement, and we're going to be having a report on this on KRWG. You have a story in the bulletin this week.
Mike Cook went to this this week, and he the gist of the story is that a lot of people with mental health issues wind up incarcerated instead of in mental institutions where they could get more up-to-date, state-of-the-art help. And so this is a problem, as you might imagine. And a lot of speakers there were talking about the need for a mental health hospital in the southern part of the state, which would probably be in Las Cruces. So that's an important story.
All right. We also have something for Harry Potter fans. A traveling exhibit is at the Brannigan Library in Las Cruces.
It is, and it is really sponsored by Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine, and the exhibit pretty much talks about the confluence of magic and medicine. This is a well-being, health and well-being
story. I wish the bills could be paid magically.
Yes, I know.
Call Harry for that.
Harry. He'll take care of it. But anyway, and so the exhibit is through April 22nd. Pretty interesting.
So many fans of Harry Potter, so they'll want to get to that free exhibit at the Brannigan Library.
It is free, yes.
Yeah, so free is nice, especially when you have a lot of medical bills. All right, we've got Marty Racine. He's the managing editor of The Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank